Loy Odin Karen mi Karen. I'm not learning out Karen from Karen, like Rashi, like Yusuf Rashi, like Rashi says. Kidei Amoron Leah, like you said before. I'm not learning out Karen from Karen. Rather, Ani Odin Karen mi Regel. I'm learning out Karen from Regel. The what? Uma b'mokim sheikel ala shein v'la regel. Madach in Rishus Rabim, where they were makel on shein v'la regel, Rishus Rabim. Hech me b'keren, still they said the mazik of keren is chayim Rishus Rabim. Forget about the chati nezik part. Stam, I'm learning out from the mokim though. The mokim of Rishus Rabim is potter for shein v'la regel. Still keren is chayim Rishus Rabim, if so, mokim sheikh m'ala shein v'la regel Rishus Anizik. In the Rishus Anizik, that the Torah was mechayiv, that for your shein v'la regel you have to pay. Is Ein Adin Shenachma B'Keren? Isn't it for sure a svara to say that Keren should also have a Chumra D'Kalachom for Shus HaNizik? So that's the svara to say why it has to pay Nezik Sholem. So we'll see exactly in the Gemara what he changes around now more than from what he said before. Omru Loi, but the Chum say back still, Da Yoy Lovim Min Adin Liyos Kenodin, even though you have this Kavachim, it's enough. You can't learn out more than the first place you find it. Ma'ab Rishus HaRabim Chati Nezik, but still, you're learning it out from Rishus Rabim that Karen is Chayiv Rishus Rabim. There it's only Chayiv Chatzin Nezik still. If so, after Rishus HaNizik Chatzin Nezik, who are then Rishus HaNizik also, the Lacher is, you're only Chayiv Chatzin Nezik. So kids, it is the Machlokes, Reb Tafen and the Rabbonin, do you say a Svar of Dayoy or not? Like really, the Kal V'Chayim is good. Madich Rishus Rabim, Karen is Chayiv, Shein V'Regel is Potter. So Rishus HaNizik, that Shein V'Regel is Chayiv, for sure, Karen should also be as chayiv as Shein V'Regel is. Just Racham say, we say the Svar of Dayu, it's enough, you can't learn out more than from the first place. Now the Gemara says, Rebbe Tarfin, less lay Dayu, is it true that Rebbe Tarfin doesn't know from the Svar of Dayu, it's enough? V'Dayu D'Yiraisu. This is a Svar Midiraisu to say Dayu. Dayu. Why? The Tanya will learn like this. Midin kavachomer from the kavachomer ketsad. What should I say from the kavachomer? The pasuk says v'yemer Hashem amoisha v'yaviu yorak yorak v'funeho. That is the question after Miriam, like spoke lashon hara, she became a mitzara, so Kai saw waited for until she healed up. The question: how long did it take Miriam to heal up? So Moshe said like this: Hashem said to Moshe, v'yemer Hashem amoisha v'yaviu yorak yorak v'funeho. If somebody spits in his father, haloti kolim shivas yamim, won't like you be embarrassed for 7 days, you won't talk to her. If your child spits at you, for 7 days you won't talk to her. If so, kal v'chayma l'shchina arbosa. It's a kal v'chayma now that Miriam did something wrong to Hashem, not to the Shechina, so for sure she should have to be wait 14 days. So really Hashem should have made her wait 14 days. Eladaya love min adin liyas kenodin. How come she only had to wait 7 days? After 7 days, Klai Yisrael traveled on. She was healed up after 7 days. Because we said as far as Dayoy, the true it's a Kal V'Chaimah to say that for the Shechina should be 14 days, but since you're learning it out from a Svara of 7 days, it's not more than 7 days. So you see, you say a Svara of Dayoy, how could the Tafan argue on this? So Mara says like this, Ki Les Le Dayoy, when do we say Taka? I mean, when does Tafan disagree with this Svara of Dayoy, it's enough? Hecha de Mifra Kal V'Chaimah. If you're going to say the Svara of Dayoy, then you won't have a Kal V'Chaimah at all. So that you don't say, we rather say the Kal V'Chaimah and forget about the Svar of Dayoy. But Heicha de Lo Mifra Kal V'Chaimah. In a case where you're not going to throw away the whole Kal V'Chaimah, is Lo Dayoy. Then we do have the Svar of Dayoy. We'll soon explain like this. Hosam over there, Shiva, the Shechina, like Siva. That doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, like if you do something wrong, you have to wait 7 days, like from Hashem. So therefore, the Torah doesn't say anything. After your Kal V'Chaimah, you're learning out from the Kal V'Chaimah Svar, if you spit in your father, you have to wait 7 days till he gets over it. So I say Arba also. So true, a Kal V'Chaimah now would tell us that for the Shechina, if you do something wrong to Hashem, he should have to wait 14 days. So on this, Asiya Dayu, the Svar of Dayu, enough, comes and tells us, Apik Shiva, V'yuki Shiva, take away 7, but still learn 7. So you're still learning something from the Kal V'Chaimah. In other words, like this, we would not, if you do something wrong to the Shechina, we would not know you have to wait at all. We're learning out a Kal V'Chaimah, you should have to wait 14 days. So true, then Dayo says no, don't learn out so long that Miriam should have to wait 14 days, but rather say, Dayo, you're learning it out from the Svarav with your father, so it's enough 7 days. But the Kal V'Chaim at least teaches us something of 7 days. Aval Hocha, but over here, Karen. Brishos HaNizik, let's see. Chatzin Nezik Siv. That the Torah says that Karen has to pay Chatzin Nezik, whether it's Brishos Rabim or Brishos HaNizik, there's no difference. So without any Kal V'Chaimah, we would know for sure Karen has to pay a Chatzin Nezik for Shus HaNizik. If so, what's the whole purpose of the Kalvachoyma then? The Yosik Kalvachoyma, the Yaisi Chatinezik Achrino. The old Kalvachoyma is to tell us that for Shus HaNizik, Karen has to pay a Nezik Sholem. Some that Karen should pay a Chatinezik, I don't need the Kalvachoyma for that. That I know without the Kalvachoyma. The Nasa Nezik Sholem. So therefore, either Rash to Dayo, if you're going to say the Svar of Dayo, it's enough. You're learning it out from Rishus Rav Masoni Chatinezik. So Rishus HaNizik is also on Chatinezik. If so, Afrik Le Kalvachoyma. Then you don't need the Kalvachoyma at all. So that's Rav Tafrin Svarah. If the Dayo will take away the whole Kalvachoyma, then we don't say Dayo. Then we rather learn the Kalvachoyma. So it's time to say that Karen should pay Chatinezik Rishus HaNizik. I don't need a Kalvachoyma for that. That I know from the Pasuk. The whole Kalvachoyma is to tell me that Rishus HaNizik it pays a Nezik Sholem. Therefore, Rabbi Tachman says, since we have this svar of the Kalvachoyma, I use the Kalvachoyma even though I do not say Dayoy. Rabbanon, what do Rabbanon say about this? They say no. Shivu the Shechina Ksiva. The Rabbanon say the same thing as by Miriam also. That if you do something wrong connected to the Shechina, you have to wait 7 days. That we know already. Because the Pasuk says, Tiska Shivas Yamim. It says that when you're Mitzvah, when you came Tomei, you have to be put away for 7 days. So it says already the Sinai for the Shechina, you have to be put away 7 days. So the whole Kalvachoyma is to say 14 days. And still we say, Dayo, no, Miriam doesn't have to go stay away more than 7 days. So you see clearly from the Torah, we say the Svar of Dayo, even though it's going against the Kalvachoyma. For Reb Tafrim, Tafrim says, no, who Tiskor, the Dashin and Dayo.
And like Rashi says, the Apostle just means that without the Svar of Dayo, I would have said she's also for 14 days. So therefore the Apostle now says, don't put it by 14, believe it by 7. But 7 again is also from the Kalvachoyma, therefore it's good. The Pasuk says, Dayoy, where you do not go against the Kalvachoyma. For the Gemara of Rabboning, Sivkur Achrina, the Rabbonin said, Abshad, but there's another Pasuk here. For Tiska Miriam, it says a second time for Tiska Miriam. It comes to teach us that you say Dayoy even though it goes against the whole Kalvachoyma. For Reb Tafran, Tafran says, no. Hahu di afilu bi'alma dashin and Dayoy. Again, here also just teaches us that you say Dayo all over. Not only here by the Shechina, but all over we say Dayo. But again, when? Only when it's not going against the Kalvachoyma. When we could use the Kalvachoyma for something. Just you want to say more, you want to say 14 days, on that we say Dayo tells us only 7 days, not more. But against, if we would know, like here by Chatzinezik, we know without the Kalvachoyma. So therefore, if you'd say Dayo, there'd be no Kalvachoyma at all, then we don't say the Svar of Dayo. That's Reb Tafran Svara. Therefore, Reb Tafran says that Karen, Bishus HaNizik, is Chayav and Nezik Sholem. The Gemara ends off that V'loy Toima, don't say Hocha, Mishum Kvoy Desha Moshe. Maybe you're over here, we say Dayo not to make it 14 days because of the covenant of Moshe Rabbeinu. Avo Bial Moloy, maybe all over we don't say the Svar of Dayo. Kamash Malon, that's what the second part of the teaching of the Quentin of Tafin, that all over also you say the Svar of Dayo. Now the Gemara says, O Malaria of Popol Abaya, V'ahai Tana, we have a Tana, Le Dorish Dayo, he does not dash in Dayo, V'yafagav Le Mifrach Kabachayma, even though there's not a Pirch on the Kabachayma, still he doesn't dash in Dayo altogether. Of course, not like the Psukim we had before. The Tanya will learn like this, Kri Bizov Minayin. The person has two Mizav already, and now he sees Shechva Zera, Zera comes out of him. So Minayin, how do we know that this Zera is like an Avatum, it's Tamei? So Gemara says, "V'dinu really, if it's a svara."
Tamei, madach tor b'tor means the spit of a normal person, of a tortic person is tor. Still, tamei b'tamei, a person that's a zav, his spit, his roik is tamei. If so, tamei b'tor zera keri that comes out of a person, even though he's tor, l'maisi it's tamei. Zera is called an avatuma. The person becomes tamei. The zera is an avatuma. If so, ain't a din, isn't it a svaro? She ye tomei b'tomei. That for sure, if the person's a zav already, for sure it's a svaro, the carry coming out of him, why should be tomei? The komaisle, and I have the kalvachoyma have to tell me, bein lamaga, bein lamasa. This kalvachoyma tells me that the zav, that the carry that comes out of the zav, has tuma whether you touch it, or not even if you touch it, just you're carrying it, has both tumas. Now the question is, V'yamai, why? Name why not say like this? Ahani kavuchayma lamaga. True, you're right. You have a kavuchayma to say that a person, the zav, his carry should be tamei. But maybe it only goes so far to say that tumas maga, if somebody touches that zera, he becomes tamei. But maybe ahani daya, the svar of daya should be, lafuke masa, to say that masa you don't learn out. How do you know to say that you even have tumas masa? So you see clearly, even though you have a svar of dayoy, this Tana doesn't learn dayoy at all. He uses the kalvachoyma without the svar of dayoy at all. The chitem, maybe you tell me no, the svar is maybe lamaga, la yitzra kalbachoima. That's what you say if you touch the zera, that you become tamei, that you don't need a kalbachoima for. That's a svara. The legora migavra tor, it's mamish not worse than a person that's tor. A normal person that's tor. When his zavus, when his carry, when his zera comes out of him, that's a navatuma. If somebody touches it, it becomes tamei. So now that the person has tuma zav on him, why should it be worse? Like in Svara, why should that Zavas, why should it be worse at all? You don't need no Kal V'chomer for that. So therefore the whole Kal V'chomer is only for Masa. So maybe that's why we don't say Daya, like Rav Tarfin. That where the Daya would slug up the whole Kal V'chomer, then I don't say Daya. But maybe otherwise he would agree to Daya. Alright, turn over. So Gemara says, no, Itzrich, no, I still need the Kal V'chomer. Because Sakwa Datachim, and I would have thought, let's say like this, Mikra Lilaksiv, that what has Tuma Keri, what has Tuma Shikva Zera on him, the Torah says Mikra Lilak happened that night Zera came out. So Misha Keri of Goramloi, only if the reason why you're becoming Tummy now is because Zera came out of your body. Yotza Zeb, but a person that's a Zav, Shein Keri of Goramloi, the reason why he's Tummy now is not because his Zera, his Shikva Zera came out of him. The reason why he's tummy is because he's a zav. So therefore, I would have thought to say maybe that his zera that comes out of him doesn't have an avatuma to it. That if somebody else touches it, maybe that person doesn't become tummy. That's what I would have thought to say. Kamash malon. That's why I need the svara kal v'chaim to teach me even for tumas maget has kamash malon. So the Gemara says, for the Gemara, know what kind of hapamin is this? Did the Torah say, in other words, mikrolala doesn't mean that. So, could be this a teretz, that avada, that the zera has tumas maga, everybody knows that. For that, you don't need the kal v'chomer. The whole kal v'chomer is only for tumas masa. So that's why this Tana does know the svar of dayoi, because if you would say dayoi, it would slug up the kal v'chomer. So this Tana could hold like Rav Tarfin. Now the Gemara says, man Tana, who's the Tana, the shamadle that you hear? The Yom of the Taka says, shichva zera sel zav. Mitama b'masa. Who is the Tanataka that says that the shichva zera comes out of a person to zav? It is has tumas masa. Loy rebelezav loy rebi shua. You know, it's not rebelezav, not rebi shua. The Tanan, we learn like this. Shichva zera shel zav. A person that has tumas zav on him, if shichva zera comes out of his body. Halacha is mitama b'maga. If somebody touches that shichva zera, he becomes tamei. But we ain't a mitama b'masa. If somebody just carries it, does not touch it, he's taka not tamei. Divrei Rabbi Elazar, that's what Rabbi Elazar says. For Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua says, no, af metama b'masa. You should know whoever picks it up, like you carry the clothing that it's on, you're also tamei. But you know why? Lefi sheyesha b'loy tzech tzuchle ziva. Because when zera comes out of you and you're a zav, it's not possible that some zavus also comes out of you. And there's a difference between shichva zera, one's lighter and one's thicker. There's a difference between the shichva zera and the zavus. So the reason why he says if a person that's a zav sees shichva zera, the reason why he's tamei is not because the shichva zera by itself is tamei, but only because there has to be some drops of zivus inside it. So what do we see? Ad kam loikam Rabbi Yeshua asim el shi'ef shabloi tzich suche ziva. Why does Rabbi Yeshua say that the shichva zera of a zav is tamei b'masa? Only because there's some drops there of ziva inside it. Holav hachi. But if you would have pure shichva zera, no zivus at all, loy, it would not be tamei. So you see clearly the shichva zera that comes out of a person that has tumas zav on him doesn't have a tumas masa. We don't make this kal v'chomer, or else we say this for avdayo then. So Mara says, so who is this tana then? Elahai tana was like this tana, the tana we learned. Lamalu mehem, above the other ones. Rashi says, lamalu mishloi shavas hatumas, tesheretz v'shichva zera v'tomei meis. Those are three of the satumba, or sherbet, a shichva zera, and tomei meis. It's only liel mihanet masis from sech the kelim. Yeah. So it says now, lamalu mihem, above these three,